Remarks of the President at Brockton, Massachusetts, 18 October 1952.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm happy to be here this morning in this city, which is famous for its shoes and for its great boxing champion, Rocky Marciano. I imagine that if you were to have your druthers, as we say in Missouri, you'd much druther see Marciano than to be listening to the president make speech. This reception at this time of day, however, is a real knockout. And this makes me feel that we're going to knock out the Republicans just as we did in 1948. We have some fine candidates running on the Democratic ticket this year. And if you want to vote for yourselves in the interest of this great state, you will vote for David Culley for Congress. Jack Kennedy for the Senate, and he's already made a record in the Congress. And of course, I know you're going to re-elect my good friend Paul Dever for governor for another 4 years. Now, believe it or not, I'm not running for office this year, even though I almost feel like it from the wonderful way you treat me up here in this great state of Massachusetts. But when I leave the White House next January, I want to see the people of the United States have a president who will fight for their interests, as I have fought for your interests for the last 7 years. I want to see this country, the greatest republic on the face of the earth, move forward toward greater prosperity and toward peace in the world. This year, I'm campaigning so hard because I believe in my heart that the best way to secure peace in the world, prosperity at home, is to elect Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. Stevenson and Sparkman will fight for your interests, and they are backed up by a political party that has always stood for the welfare of all the people. The Republican candidate made a speech up in New Jersey the other day in which he said it was sheer bunk to say that the Republicans would abandon the great social advances we have made. But the General's own party has a long record of fighting tooth and nail against everything the New Deal and the Fair Deal has done for the American people. Take the minimum wage laws, for example. Back in 1937, when Franklin Roosevelt proposed the minimum wage law, the Republicans in Congress squealed like stuck hogs when that law went through. Listen to what the Republican Congressman John Tabor said about the minimum wage law. You are paving the way for the absolute enslavement of labor. Now, that's a Republican viewpoint on the minimum wage law. That comes from the man who will be chairman of the powerful Appropriations Committee if the Republicans get control of the Congress. Listen to what the co-author of the Taft-Hartley Act, former Representative Fred Hartley, said about the minimum wage law, and I quote him directly. Pass this bill, he said, and gone with the wind is the local self-government and the sovereignty of the state. Gone with the wind is our democratic system of government and all the institutions we hold dear. Well, my friends, gone with the wind is Representative Hartley. He's no longer in Congress, but his kind of thinking still dominates the Republican Party. So don't believe this campaign of hooey that the Republicans give you at every election. All I want you to do is just look at the record. Look at the record and then make up your minds in your own interest. The Republican record is made by their votes in the Congress over the past 10 years. The record of the Democrats is made in the Congress during the past 10 years by their votes. No matter what they say in election year, all I want you to do is to read the record. And if you do that, you'll go down to the polls on election day and you'll vote in your own interest. Use your head this time. Do a little thinking. That's the only reason I'm out doing what I am doing. I could sit in the White House and transact the business of the government, which I have to transact on the train anyway, and probably not have so much to do. But I think you ought to know what the facts are, and you can't get the facts unless somebody who knows what they are tells you about them. If you study those facts, you'll go home, think about this situation, then you'll vote for the welfare of the greatest republic in the history of the world. You'll vote for your own welfare, and you'll vote for the welfare of the free world. And if you do that, Adlai Stevenson will spend the next 4 years in the White House, and the country will be safe for you.